guys, it's Michelle Forto with the Daily Dog. We are sponsored by Alaska Dog Works, and this is August 26, 2017. We're going to continue on with the critical periods of a puppy's development. We are on part 3. If you've missed parts 2 and parts 1, please go back and listen to those as this is going in sequence. We are on the 5th to 7th weeks. This must be considered as a third period in the puppy's life. The puppy will venture away from home, not very far, and do a little exploring. At the beginning of the 6th week, awareness of society will dawn. That is, the society of man and the society of the dog. The puppy's nervous system and trainability are developing, and by the end of this critical period, will have developed to capacity. During this third critical period, your puppy will learn to respond to voices and will begin to recognize people. It is during this period that a social pecking order will be established among the puppies in the litter. Some of the puppies will learn to fight for food. They will be the bullies. The litter mates that are cowed by aggressive tendencies of the others will become shy. The scientific tests at Hamilton Station have shown that it is an advantage for a puppy to remain with the litter long enough to acquire a little competitive spirit, but that too much is detrimental to the puppy's emotional growth. Puppies that remain with litter mates after the 7th week will develop bullish or cowed tendencies, which will remain with them into adulthood. The third critical period ends during the 7th week, and the puppy is now considered emotionally developed and ready to learn. The training ability system within the dog is ripe and is operating to capacity. What it learns during the 4th critical period will be retained and become part of the personality and characteristic of the overall dog. If the puppy is left with the mother, its emotional development will be crippled. It will remain dependent upon her, but in her will find very little security, since she will begin to totally ignore the pup. If the puppy remains with the litter beyond this point and without adequate human contact, its social adjustment will be learned from litter mates. The optimum time for taking a puppy into a new household is at the end of the 7th week and the beginning of the puppy's 4th critical period. 8th to 12th week. The 4th critical period extends to the 12th week of the puppy's life. Since the puppy's trainability or learning facilities are operating at full capacity now, it is better that he do his learning from his new owner, and learn he will. This period marks a time when the puppy will learn at a fast and furious pace. Although the come, sit, stay, and no commands are invaluable if taught during the 4th period, perhaps the most important single response during this period is learning to fetch. At first glance, this may sound unnecessary and unimportant. It should be pointed out, however, those puppies that cannot learn to fetch are dropped from the guide dogs program. Moreover, adult dogs being trained as drug detector dogs and bomb detector dogs must first learn to fetch. A dog that cannot learn to fetch or refuses to learn will not become a detector dog or guide dog. The significance of fetching cannot be overemphasized. How such a game expands a puppy's mind and what such willingness to fetch reveals about a puppy would require an article in itself. Learning to fetch in the 4th critical period can spell success or failure in your dog's desire and ability to work for you. Thank you for joining me this evening. We will be going on to the 4th part tomorrow afternoon.